Hey everyone, this is Daniel, and in this recording, what I wanted to discuss is a concept called profile optimization. And if you've been in digital marketing for a while, you might have heard that term before. So in this recording, what I want to do is to first of all discuss what profile optimization really is, why is it important, and how you can actually do it. And it's very simple, okay? So let's start by discussing what is actually profile optimization. Now, profile optimization, just like website optimization or funnel optimization, basically talks about how we can enhance, how we can improve, how we can make our profiles just better, more attractive, and in a way that will result in higher conversions. Okay, so when we talk about profile optimization, unlike a website, we usually refer to a social media account, a profile on social media that we own. Now, it can be Facebook, it can be Instagram, it can be LinkedIn, it doesn't really matter. We talk about optimizing our profile in a way that will result in higher conversions between users and members and followers into either leads, action takers, and even buyers. Okay? So it doesn't really matter where you are, if whether that's on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn, or anything else, the procedure is very similar. Okay, we need to invest our time into creating a profile that would just better attract our audience, specifically our ideal clients, okay? People who might be interested, people who might convert into actual clients, okay? So if, for example, we have a weight loss program, then we need to make our profile, okay, very, very clear and make people in our niche, people who are interested in weight loss, we know, just understand why we're relevant for them and why they should take action and what kind of offer we also sell in a matter of a few seconds. So when they go to our profile, we need to make sure that it's very, very clear what we do and why we're actually relevant for them. So they can either convert into followers or even, you know, start a conversation with us or even take us up on our offers, okay? If the offer will be attractive enough. Now, if you're on Facebook, for example, or Instagram, it's very, very similar. On Facebook, for example, you have a couple of things that you'll need to optimize in order to make sure the people who check you out will know what you do and why you're relevant, okay? First of all, we can start with our cover photo. And in case you're not sure what I'm talking about, the cover photo is basically the thing that is above our profile picture, okay? So a cover photo is basically our biggest real estate space on Facebook. And I'm talking about a profile, okay? Now, a personal account, not a business account. You can do the same thing on a business page on Facebook, but now I'm talking about a personal profile. A side note, profiles, like personal profiles, usually get way more traffic and way more organic reach than business pages do. The reason for that does not really matter. The thing is that on business pages, Facebook limits the reach because they want you to pay for ads, okay? So obviously you can optimize your profiles on both pages, both on your personal and on your business account. But usually where you will attract the most traffic, where most of the potential will just exist is in your personal account, okay? So when we optimize that, again, the cover photo will be above our profile picture. And this is the first thing that we need to optimize. And we need to optimize it in a way that will, again, not just be nice or pleasant to look at, but will also, you know, just stand out and will make it very, very clear what we do. And we usually, and I would recommend that, will also have a call to action there. So the cover photo can, I don't know, portray a picture of you with a little bit of text about what you do, and then also, you know, a visual button that they can click on. Now, obviously, it won't be a real button, it's just an image. But if you'll have a button there that will say, click here, an example, a cover photo can be anything like, I'm helping entrepreneurs lose 5 to 10 pounds while, I don't know, investing 30 minutes a day and within, I don't know, 4 weeks. Click here to learn more. And then they'll click on your cover photo, and in the cover photo, you can also add a description. And inside a description, you can just basically say, okay, if you're interested in that, you can click here and sign up for my upcoming webinar coming, I don't know, January 3rd. Okay, so they can click on that. So they basically click your cover that opens a description, and in the description, they have a call to action, okay? They have the link that they can click on. And a cover photo would be the first thing that I would recommend you to do. And in case you're curious about how you can actually make this happen, let's say that you don't have really like graphic design skills, you can either use free services like Canva, for example, which is a free website you can just Google, okay, C-A-N-V-A. .com, canva.com, and it's really, really easy. They come with pre-made templates, so you can basically just change the text, and you can have something that looks really, really awesome. But you can also go on websites like fiverr.com, for example, Fiverr with two R's, okay? And you can outsource this for like $10, $15. It's very, very simple. So this is one. We have a cover photo. If you're on Instagram, you don't really have a cover photo. You'll just have a bio. On Instagram, it's really, really simple to optimize a profile because you don't have a lot to work with. On Facebook, on the other hand, there's a lot to optimize. So cover photo is one, then there comes to bio. And a bio is for now, the time of recording, it basically is limited to 101 characters. So you have to be really precise in your bio what it is that you do. So obviously, we can go back to the weight loss program and you can say something really short like, click below in order to learn how you can lose, I don't know, 5 to 10 pounds in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Okay? You can do something like that. You can obviously optimize, you can change, and then you can just add a link down below so they can click on that. And that link will be clickable, usually on desktop, on mobiles, I don't think it will. But what you can do is also have a link in your intro. And intro is another section that you can have on mobiles and on desktop that basically you can add links to. You can add social media links, you can add website link, we can add whatever we want. And those will be clickable. So usually this is the place in which you are promoting your offers, you're promoting, I don't know, your groups, your YouTube channel, your Instagram account, if it's on Facebook and stuff like that, okay? And this is a very important section. It's called the intro, okay? And you can optimize it at any time. You can change link, you can tweak, you can add things. Usually what I would recommend is that inside the intro, you will also remove a lot of the things that come as default, okay? Things that come as default can be where you live or where you've grown up or when you were to school or how long you've been in Facebook or to be more accurate, when was your Facebook account opened for the first time? Or when was it created? Or, you know, just a lot of fluff, a lot of things that are not really relevant. And if you'll just have them because they come by default, and you'll also have links, it will just be way too much text. So a lot of people will miss those links because they are, you know, they're busy looking at where you've grown up, which is not relevant for them. So I would usually go there, there's an edit button, and you can just change the things that are public and the things that are private so that people can really see. Okay, so I would just limit it to links, maybe where you live, and maybe the amount of followers. If you have like a lot of followers, sometimes it can just look good. You can establish your authority online, but that's basically it. Now, let's go back to Instagram. On Instagram, you don't have that. You have a bio that is also very limited by space, okay? Now, if you have a business account in Instagram, which I would recommend every single one of you to do it because there's only benefits in that, then you can also have a bio link, okay? You can have one link and you need to optimize your bio in a sense that will make it very clear that you should click below and why. Okay, now if you're on LinkedIn is actually very different, but it's the same. You need to optimize your profile. There's a description there. There's something called All Stars kind of profile. And basically, they walk you through step by step the things that you need to do in order to make your profile more attractive. Okay, so you're basically listing down the skills that you have. You have the description, you have a title, you have a cover. It's kind of similar to Facebook, but it's more in depth. There's more context there. There's more information, more things that you need to configure, but it's very clear because they walk you through step by step by step on the things that you need to do, okay? Now, why do we want to have our profiles optimized? Because when you'll become consistent on social media, you'll start to attract different eyeballs, okay? Especially if you're going to become active in certain groups that hold your ideal clients. Thing is that the more active that you'll be, the more eyeballs that you will attract. People will get curious about you and they'll click on your profile. Okay, and when they click on your profile, what you want to make sure is that they'll see why you're relevant for them. They'll see that you're not just a cool guy that sometimes shares tips. They'll see that you're a professional who will keep on providing value in that because that's your niche. So they'll either follow you in order to get more content in the future, or they'll reach out because you are offering a solution that they want to, that they need, okay? The thing is that if your profile is not optimized, if your cover photo is just, I don't know, just a random thing, and you don't have a bio, and all of your interests basically where you live, then what will happen is that even if people will get curious about you, they'll check you out and you'll just seem like a random guy. So they won't convert into a follow even, because they're not really sure if whether you will even post anything like that in the future. And this is why you want to have your profiles optimized. It doesn't really matter what social media platform you're on. It's common sense, guys. If you don't have your profile figured out, if you don't have it optimized, this should be your number one priority, especially if you're aiming to get any kind of traffic, any kind of sales, any kind of leads online via social media or organically. Okay? So this is it, guys. I really hope that I was able to contribute some value. I'll see you on one of my next videos.